Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Very excited for this, Woods. Spencer Woods back with you, 97.3 The Fan. Now, I'll admit, I don't think I have much of the Cobra in me. You might have a little bit of the Cobra in you over there, given your past history in the radio business. It is our pleasure right now to welcome to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, former batting champion, seven-time All-Star, and the author of a new book about his playing career. Dave Parker is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Dave, it is great to have you on with Ben and Woods here in San Diego. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, man. See, now I'm already kind of intimidated. You have that? Have you noticed you ever have that effect on people, Dave? Just a little bit intimidating.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
We got it. So Dave, how did you get the moniker Cobra? It is, well, first of all, I mean, I'll take this opportunity to say, anytime you can get the coolest baseball player of all time on your radio program, you do it. And that's kind of widely accepted that was you. And if those old Pirates teams, Dave, you are the coolest baseball player, I think, to ever live. How did you get that amazing nickname, the Cobra?
Well, it came from Cincinnati, the trainer that we have with Pittsburgh was a big fight fan. And we had a heavyweight champion, Ezra Charles, that was from Cincinnati. So with me coming to the big leagues and being from Cincinnati, they called me the Cincinnati Cobra. And Bob Prince, the announcer for Pittsburgh, made it famous because he had it all over the country.
The book is also called Cobra, A Life of Baseball and Brotherhood, and it takes you through your whole career. It certainly started in the early years. I mean, people thinking you were going to be one of the best players of all time. Now, you ended up dealing with injuries and other stuff that I know you kind of address in the book. But in those early years, how easy did it come for you, and what was kind of the response that you got from people and even fellow players about what you were doing and how easy you made it look in those first few years?
Well, I just knew that I was a good player. I knew I was good from 8 years old on, and I didn't mind telling people how good I was. So individuals kind of looked at me as a badass. So those are one of the things that I wanted to shed light on, to tell the true story about Dave Parker.
Now, okay, I mean, people looked at you as a badass, and you said you wanted to share the true story, but you were an actual badass. I mean, there's no getting around that fact, Dave, that you were, in fact, an actual badass in the game of baseball.
Well, I played it at 100%. I did things to intimidate people, swing a sludgehammer on deck circuit, ran hard every play, regardless of where the ball was hit. I just did things that the average star wouldn't do. I'd leave the ground and dive for balls, run over catchers. I did a lot of intimidating stuff, so I guess I am a badass.
That's the greatest quote maybe ever uttered on our radio show. We're talking to the great Dave Parker, the Cobra, here on Ben and Woods. And I've been fascinated with the old Pirates teams for a long time. The We Are Family, you know, if you hear it's me and the boys bopping, all of that stuff, Dave. That was a kind of a ragtag bunch of guys. thrown together. And then when you guys in 1979 go and beat a really, really talented Baltimore Orioles team, what do you remember about that World Series? I mean, you had a really good series. But, man, facing those old Orioles teams, did people give you guys much of a chance? Were you guys the favorites in that, or was everybody picking the Orioles?
No, the Orioles was a favorite. They had 20-game winners, I believe, three or four, and nobody gave us a shot. And they had us by the neck. We were down 3-1, and they had introductions at Riverfront Stadium, Three River Stadium, rather. And Pat Kelly was announced, and he came out dancing on the foul line. And all of us at one time seemed like we all yelled at the same time, "Let me see you dance the seventh game." And that little dance that Pat Kelly did motivated us, and we went on to win the three straight.
So, Dave, then the 80s comes around, and let's be honest, it was a pretty crazy time in baseball. It was a crazy time in the country.
It was a really crazy time for the Pirates.
And you took part in that. I know you don't shy away from that in the book, but what is it that you want people to know about that time, the drug scandal that happened with the Pirates, and you know, kind of where your career, which had been just on the shooting star right to the Hall of Fame, started to go, you know, in a different direction with the injuries and everything else?
Well, you know, I stand accountable for everything I did. You know, the coke trial was something that everybody was doing. I mean, I looked at it as a fad when I first started doing it, but I saw people get tied up in situations where it overpowered them. But I stand accountable for my cocaine use. I was totally honest with what I did. So, you know, it's just something that I probably wish I wouldn't have did, but I did it, and I just got to live with it. That's what I'm doing.
Talking to the great Dave Parker here on Ben and Woods this morning. So, Dave, how much baseball do you watch these days? And give me some of the guys that you, if you do watch a lot of baseball these days, give me some of the guys that you enjoy watching. You look at and say, all right, he's got a little Dave Parker in him.
I'm thinking. The kid in Anaheim.
Trout.
Right. He's got a little flair. He sound defensively. Hit for average, hit for power. He's a 5-tool player. So I look at him as being someone who has some of the talent and characteristics that I have.
Well, we certainly we would recommend, if you get a chance, he's hurt right now, but our kid here in San Diego, Fernando Tatis Jr., if there's a new title of coolest player in baseball, which you own, we kind of think our guy might have it at some point, and it's a big responsibility to try to be the coolest player in baseball. You wore it so well during your career, Dave, and we really appreciate you joining us here. What else do we want to know about the book before we let you go? Obviously, anything that that you want to help to get the message out here.
Read about the relationships that we had. You know, Stargell, Doc Ellis, Gary Sheffield, Eric Davis, Barry Larkin. All these guys I knew and mentored, and some I played with, utilize some of the things that they brought to the table. But the relationships is the key in the book. You'll find out how tight we were as a unit.
The book is called Cobra, A Life of Baseball and Brotherhood. It is out now by Dave Parker. Dave, it is great to have you on. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great weekend.
All right, enjoy that weather. Send me some up in an envelope.
It's going to be very nice. Yeah, I don't know if it'll get all the way to Cincinnati. Post service is a little iffy when it comes to delivering weather.
Did he say, Woods, send me some in an envelope?
Yeah, he wants a little weather in an envelope.
Incredible.
I was Dave Parker on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. I mean, the guy took over in right field for none other than Roberto Clemente.
Crazy, man. Crazy. Yeah, he's and Dave, he's very open in his book, Cobra, about his battle with Parkinson's disease as well. You obviously wish the best for that guy. There's a pretty cool, I think it's a 30 for 30 they did on him that is just riveting.
You know, we're a little too young to have really appreciated Dave in his prime.
No
obviously,
doubt.
I remember him. I mean, he was on the Oakland A's championship team there in the 80s, played for the Reds in the middle of that decade, but that wasn't the Dave Parker who came out. I didn't even realize. Three-time Gold Glove winner, in addition to the two batting titles he won early in his career, and seven-time All-Star, NL MVP in 1978, and of course the two World Series titles, 79 with the Pirates, 89 with the Oakland Athletics.
Just a total G. And by every single measure, he was the coolest. He's the coolest baseball player ever to live. I just tweeted the picture. Those teams are. I read that book about the cocaine trials going on in Pittsburgh. It's amazing. It's amazing that team. It's amazing that team ever showed up to the ballpark, much less went out and won games. And it was the scourge of Pittsburgh and Major League Baseball really at the time. It's fascinating. I can't wait to read this book though. Cannot wait.
All right, that was fun. Coming up in the second half of our show, though, it is a Friar Friday, and we'll talk some baseball with another cool cat. Wayne Kirby is the first base coach of the San Diego Padres on the trip with the team in Texas. We've been waiting to chat with Wayne for quite a while, actually.
Ben, patience is a virtue, and it pays off. And we got Wayne Kirby today. Very excited to talk to him. What a character. When they signed, they got all these coaches, all the new guys they brought in. These guys have been phenomenal.
How about our boy Sam tweeted, how are you going to top a show that has Dave Parker and Wayne Kirby?
I don't know. I really have no idea.
Just hang it up after this?
We're going to try. I mean, that's what we do. We try to be better.
Well, we'll try to figure it out, and we'll talk a little more Padres baseball. First, though, let's get a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, you're an angel, whoa, and I love you so. Across time and space, I will never feel.
You've memorized
no,
it.
Let's, you're an angel, whoa.
Listening earlier this week, this is Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer, who, by the way, I think would like to think of himself as one of the cooler players in baseball. He's not.
No.
Dave Parker.
The antithesis of cool.
Dave Parker, Trevor Bauer. Apples and oranges.
And now we're playing this in the same segment.
Dave Parker would walk into the clubhouse today.
Take the sledgehammer.
He would grab Trevor Bauer by the ear and drag him outside and put a cigarette butt out on his stomach and say, enough, enough. Shut your mouth, go pitch, and shut up. And get that camera out of the locker room, get it out of my face. He would. He absolutely would.
Trevor Bauer was on one again yesterday on social media. It tends to be his outlet for complaints, gripes in and around the baseball world. In this case, he was unhappy with, shocker here, us, Woods, the media.
The media.
The media.
Specifically.
Out to get him.
Gossip blogger Ken Rosenthal from the notorious gossip blog, The Athletic.
The Athletic.
The Athletic.
Ken Rosenthal.
Rosenthal.
One of the most credible reporters that the game has actually had in a very long time, who came out with a story about Major League Baseball. I don't know if he's confiscating the word, taking out of play some of the baseballs that Trevor Bauer had been using in his last start to just as part of their ongoing process of trying to see what's going on with the spin rates of baseballs. They're taking balls out of the play, and they're going to go look at them later to see if perhaps they've been altered in any way, doctored substances on them, scuffed, whatever it is, just to get a better understanding of what's going on in Major League Baseball. Now, Trevor Bauer feels like everyone is out to get him.
You're an angel, whoa.
And went to social media to complain about that story, calling it, quote-unquote, you know, sources and a confidential process, and why are you singling me out? This is happening all around baseball.
Well, I mean, look, he's not wrong, but he's also the guy that had the biggest problem with the Astros, because the Astros were accused of this a few years ago by none other than Trevor Bauer. The timeline goes like that, right? So guys like Gerrit Cole, guys that were going from other places to Houston, were Justin Verlander, miraculously getting 1,000 more RPMs in spin rate on their fastballs, right? And it all kind of happened, and everyone went, whoa, Brent Strom must be the best pitching coach in the world. And I think what they discovered is pitchers have been using pine tar for a long time, never been a secret, you know, and a lot of hitters don't mind it. It helps them get a grip on the ball. That being said, when used properly, it can make your really hard pitches to hit almost impossible to hit. And what happens? The Astros go on this tremendous run. Verlander's winning, you know, tons and tons of games. Gerrit Cole turns that into a $350 million contract, right? Trevor Bauer then says, well, hey, this is weird. Why is this happening? And he's tweeting and tweeting and tweeting. Then the offseason comes. And he goes, I'm going to see what kind of substances I can create to get more spin rate on my baseballs. Okay, fine. You're screwing around doing video blogs in the offseason. I think what he found was, oh, wow, yeah, works. I'm going to do it too.
And then surprisingly or unsurprisingly, in 2020, he goes out and has a Cy Young Award winning season in which, his spin rate is well up from his previous levels.
No doubt.
In previous years. It doesn't take a genius to make the leap. Well, Trevor Bauer figured out what, you know, maybe the Astros pitchers had figured out and other people in Major League Baseball had figured out as well, some way to increase the spin rate through perhaps nefarious or extra legal means.
Also doesn't, I mean, look, you go to his website and you can buy a legalized pine tar hat, you can buy a legalized pine tar shirt, you can buy a legalized pine tar sweatshirt. And look, I think we're in that.
It feels uncomfortable, and it's like, yeah, it's making me itchy.
I know. Kind of, and so what happened was at the beginning of the year, Major League Baseball, Chris Young basically was tasked with.
Former Padre pitcher,
yes, San Diego connection. Was tasked with kind of trying to help clean this up. We had heard that they were going to be hiring people to actually just kind of sit in the dugout and watch. Snitches, basically, just to look. See if these guys are slathering their gloves and wrists and forearms with a bunch of sticky stuff. So then it comes out that some of the baseballs that he threw the other night, they had dark stains on them. And what was the other one? I tweeted it. Yes, it was dark stain. Oh, and sticky. They were sticky. They had sticky, dark stains on the balls. Okay. So, I mean, if they rolled the balls out, they're going to. And that's what Ken Rosenthal reported, essentially, was, oh, yeah, we actually got. Somebody told Ken, we got 10 balls from Trevor Bauer's start the other night, and they're sticky, and they have brown substances on them.
Now, to be fair, I'm just going to say, I don't think that. You know, there's probably a team in baseball that doesn't have pitchers doing that, including the San Diego Padres. Our pitchers are probably not little angels when it comes to, you know, perhaps trying to get a little more spin rate on their baseballs.
Well, and the funny thing is, so I'm watching somebody put out some highlight. John Means, who pitches for the Baltimore Orioles, went out on opening day and just shoved against the Red Sox. Then he pitched against the Yankees the other night and pitched really well. They showed an up-close video. He takes the ball. He throws it in his glove, pulls it out, throws it in his glove. The last time before he pulls it out, he takes his fingers, sticks them to the top of his glove, and you can see his fingers stick to the inside of his glove as he pulls them away. It's there. It's the evidence is there. I don't think anyone, to be honest with you, I know the Yankees didn't complain. I think everybody just kind of knows what's going on. So again, they're doing this to a lot of players right now, and he got real upset on Twitter last night, as he's been known to do, and he started his tweet, Ben, with, it's always the number one indicator that you're very mad when you start your tweet with LOL, L-O-L. So he says, LOL, always fun reading desperate and misleading clickbait headlines from national gossip bloggers. To translate, fake journalists speak for y'all. It's unclear whether equals I can't be bothered to look into this because it doesn't fit my narrative. And then he goes on and on. We can get to more
now,
of this.
Is the story about Trevor Bauer because he just signed a, you know, $40 million a year deal and he won the Cy Young Award? Probably. He's probably being singled out because he's famous and rich. That's true. And that comes with the territory. If you don't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, you can't admit to the fact that it works and that you use it.
Half the show still to go. Take on Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.